Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Motorcycles by Nick Peachy. First motorcycles are like first loves. You never forget them. My first motorbike was a blue 175cc BSA Bantam, and I fell in love at first sight. It had the standard BSA chrome petrol tank with the BSA insignia on each side. It was already older than I was. It had been built in the early 60s, at a time when the British motorcycle industry was at its peak. By the 80s, though, when I bought my BSA, everyone else was riding Hondas, Yamahas or Kawasakis, and names like Royal Enfield, Sunbeam, Norton and Matchless were a thing of the past. Triumph was the only remaining producer left to continue Britain's history of motorcycle manufacturing, and it was having serious financial problems. The bikes it was producing were slow and unreliable compared to Japanese models, and only die-hard British bikers were prepared to buy them. At that time in Britain, every biker's hero was Barry Sheen. He had become famous by winning the World 500cc Motorcycle Championship 2 years running, in 1976 and 1977. But that wasn't all. He was young and handsome, and despite some terrible accidents on the track, he always came back to racing. In Daytona, Florida, he crashed at 175 miles per hour. He broke his thigh, wrist and collarbone, but he was riding again within 6 weeks. At one point, he had metal plates in both knees, 28 screws in his legs and a bolt in his left wrist. But none of this could keep him away from the sport and the motorcycles that he loved. He later had a career as a TV presenter and even managed to shrug off his biker image to sing in the opera Tosca at Covent Garden alongside Maria Callas and Tito Gobbi. After riding my BSA to work for a few weeks, I discovered why the British motorcycle industry had collapsed. It broke down almost every week, and I was eventually forced to buy a Japanese bike. But despite this, I still kept the BSA for another 15 years, although it spent most of that time in my garage. I haven't ridden a motorbike for many years now, but it was with real sadness that I heard that Barry Sheen had died of cancer. Within days of this, I also read that there had been a fire at the Triumph factory in Leicestershire, and that much of the production equipment, along with many of the bikes, had been destroyed. For a while, I felt that something of my youth was gone forever. But, like Barry Sheen, Triumph keep coming back, and they have now, after an absence of almost 30 years, returned to competitive road racing. I saw one of their new bikes a few weeks ago, and it looked good. It had something of the old classic Bonneville about it, but with a huge 900cc engine. I felt my heart begin to race again, and I could almost imagine myself on the tarmac at Brands Hatch. Somehow, though, I don't think I have enough of my youth left to sell my comfortable car and brave the British weather on a motorbike again. Some things are better left to younger men or women.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.